All right, welcome back to the programme. Time for our feature interview of this hour on the programme. And on the line is Leah Moran, singer-songwriter from Knocklyon in Dublin. Good evening, Leah. Welcome to the programme again.
Thanks so much.
Before we came on air, I was listening to the interview that I did with yourself back in August, which was the first time that you were on the programme. You had just released a couple of singles, the likes of Senses of 17 and I Wish. So if we just kind of pick it up from when we spoke in August, what's kind of been happening over the last 9 or 10 months?
Yeah, a lot changed actually in that space of time, just due to kind of the fact that the restrictions were lifted, the music scene kind of went back to normal in terms of gigs and stuff. So I finally gotten to play some gigs in front of real people rather than live streams, which has been really, really good crack. And I think when we last did the interview, I had like just started busking or was about to start busking. Mm. But I've been doing that for a really long time now, and that's so much fun as well. Brought a single out in December. I brought my song What Happened to Us out in December, which I loved. I was really proud of that one. And I have a new single coming out.
Yeah, new single out called Infinite. We'll talk about that in a few moments' time. But if we go back to the busking, first of all, and I mean, the reaction that you've been getting, I think it's around Grafton Street that you do the majority of the busking. It seems to be going down really well.
Yeah, it's really good crack. I never really, you know, when I started doing it, I kind of was trying to do it to build my confidence up in terms of performing and just getting out there and stuff. And then kind of the more you do it, like, it just is a really, really fun, and people are so kind when they stop, and like they'll stay there for a few songs, or like they'll come up and say something to you afterwards, and they're just genuinely really, really kind about it. And I've made so many friends busking as well. Like, there's so many of us that do it, and they're kind of like, in a way, they're like your work colleagues. You just see them all the time, and you get really close over time as well. So yeah, I absolutely love it.
Yeah, we were talking to Sive Skelly on the programme last week, and she does a lot of busking up around Dublin as well. And I was kind of saying, I would nearly feel as though that's more nerve-wracking than getting up on a stage, because at least if you're doing a gig, you know, people have paid money to come and see your show. But busking, you're kind of hoping that people are going to like what they're hearing and stop to have a listen. But as I say, the reception that you're getting is really good.
Yeah, no, it's definitely true. It's like, busking is like completely different. It's like its own thing. And Sive, of course, she would know that as well. You know, she's playing a lot of gigs. We see each other a lot at gigs and stuff. Yeah, it's weird. It's kind of like you just set up in the middle of the street, and you just kind of get in people's way and hope that they stop and listen to you for a sec. And it is, at first, when I first started out, it was really nerve-wracking. And then you kind of realize that it's going to go one of two ways. People will like you and they'll stop, or they won't care and they'll just keep going. So you can, it's cool. You can kind of just do whatever you want and just give it your best shot and see what happens. But yeah, no, it is definitely different from playing gigs and stuff.
I think when we were last talking as well, you had just done your Leave Insert, or you were just waiting for your Leave Insert results. And, you know, when you were first bringing out your singles, you were in sixth year in school. So what has happened in that sense over the last while? Are you focusing now on music full time?
Yeah, geez, I even took that. Seems like so, so long ago. Thank God.
Sorry to remind you about that. Yeah.
You're giving me PTSD. Yeah, I'm in college, actually. I'm studying music production in college, which is really, really cool. It's just, it's kind of like, you know, when you're in sixth year and you're just kind of, your head is down, you're just really trying to finish it and get it done. Like, I've always wanted to just do music, and now that I get to do that with my job being busking and my education in college, it's all music, it's all the time, and it's genuinely so, so, so much fun. So yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I think it's great to hear stories like that. And again, I go back to an interview that I did with SJ Talbot last week, and she's in BIM, and she was kind of saying, you know, even over the last number of years now, more and more people are taking it upon themselves to do music full time, to study it in college. And, you know, very easily you could have went down the line of, okay, I need to go and do something else and do music on the side.
A lot of people feel like that, I think, in the sense that it's obviously, like, you know, you're being 100% honest, it isn't like a very safe degree if you're talking about getting a job and having a 9-to-5 job and stuff. Like, it isn't that, and I understand that. But, you know, when I first told people that kind of I actually only put one thing on my CAO form, which was the course that I'm in right now, which is music production. Like, I used to give my poor guidance counsellor, the career guidance counsellor in my school, an absolute heart attack every time I told her. She just was begging me to put something else on it. She was like, you can do, you know, music business, or you can do this. I was like, no, no, no. Yeah. I just kept turning it all down. you know, I had a conversation with my parents when I first decided I wanted to do it, and they were like, are you sure? Like, you probably find it hard to get a job and blah, blah, blah. But kind of once they knew that it was like definitely 100% what I wanted to do and I didn't want to do anything else, they were just, they were like, yeah, do whatever you want. You know, you only get one chance really, so you may as well do something you enjoy rather than, you know, trek through 4 years of college that you absolutely hate. So
yeah, no, it's so important to do something that you love doing, I think, and to have that passion as well. As you say, you've been bringing out music then over the last while. What Happened to Us came out in December. You played a couple of live shows, live streams as well. And then the new single is out today, Infinite. So tell us a little bit more about this, because I remember watching yourself on a Hot Press live stream a couple of months ago. You performed the song Infinite, and I was thinking straight away, this needs to get released. So you've been sitting on it now for a while.
Yeah, it's actually, I wrote that song a really long time ago. I think it was like last year. It was quite a long time ago. And I kind of, it was like the second verse. I could never finish it. It was just one of those songs that every time I tried to write it, I was just disappointed with whatever I came up with. And then there was kind of one day I was randomly playing it. And I just kind of finished it. And then I played it at a gig. And like yourself, everyone just kind of was like, that's really, really good. I love that song. When's it coming out? Blah, blah, blah. So I kind of got to work on it. And yeah, we actually got the song done in a week. Like, we started the process of recording it and like producing it, and we finished it in just a week. So yeah.
Tell me a bit more about the production side of it then, because maybe some of the other stuff that you've brought out would be a lot more acoustic in terms of yourself and your guitar with, you know, various other instruments in the background, but this seems to have a big element of production in it.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, all the songs I bring out, every new one seems to kind of just take a step up. And it's definitely bigger than the last few. It's the same producer, same Sean O'Brien. He's absolutely fantastic. And just with this song, it's kind of weird. You always have an idea in your head of what you want it to sound like. And this one was just much fuller. You know, I wanted it to be upbeat and really just the music to kind of reflect the lyrics, in a sense of it being upbeat and fast and just boppy and stuff. So I'm really, really excited for people to hear it.
Yeah, I think it's great, and we're going to give it a spin on the programme shortly. But does that mean that there's more new music to come from you then over the next while? Is this part of maybe an EP or something down the line?
I hope so. An EP is definitely a goal of mine, as it is of most people's. So I would absolutely love to bring out an EP in the next while. I have no idea when the next while is, but I would absolutely love to. And I wouldn't be surprised if Infinite was on it. Yeah, I would love to have that be part of a bigger project and stuff as well. So
yeah, just before we hear it then, what about live shows over the summer? I saw your name is down to play at the Sea Sessions up in Bundoran and Donegal, which is a great achievement, but a couple of other shows as well around the country during the next couple of months.
Yeah, I'm lucky enough, I'm getting to play at the Ruby Sessions on the 31st of May. I'll be playing in Whelan's on the 20th of August. And obviously, yeah, Sea Sessions is the big one. I'm so, so excited for that. It's a fantastic opportunity. I've never played at a festival before. So it'll be my first festival. And I can't wait. If you're around Bundoran, definitely get a ticket for Sea Sessions. It's going to be great crack.
And the other shows then, just remind us again, because they're quite close to us here in Kildare. So the Ruby Sessions on the 31st of May. And then yeah. Whelan's as well. What are those shows part of?
Ruby Sessions is such a cool little show they put on. They just let upcoming artists play a few songs and we all kind of take turns, and it's a really like supportive group of people that go and watch. So if you're around, definitely, even if not to see me, the Ruby Sessions is such a cool show that they put on.
That's in Doyle's Bar, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, in Dublin, yeah. It's really cool. It's always a great atmosphere, always a really, really good vibe of people. The Ruby Sessions on the 31st, and I will be opening for Revs on the 20th of August. That's a support slot in Whelan. So super excited for that as well.
Great stuff. Well, listen, great to catch up with you again. We're going to give the song Infinite a spin now, and no doubt we'll chat again soon. Leah Moran from Knock Lion. Thanks a million, Leah.
Thanks so much.